For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland County Administrator Tricia Clements and Richland County Board Chair David Turk have released a statement concerning the Richland County EMS. The board took action earlier this year to end the current service model for the Richland County EMS as it was not fiscally sustainable. This agreement had been in place since 2014 and had been intended to last only 1 year. In 2025, it became very clear that the county could no longer sustain the service under the terms of that 2014 agreement. The Richland County Board acted to end the previous agreement effective December 31, 2025. Officials have been in discussion over the last couple of months with municipalities currently served by Richland County EMS to plan for 2026 and beyond. The county has developed a new contract structure reflecting the cost of operating the service, staffing it fully, and keeping it viable moving forward. This did result in increased cost for the municipalities involved, in some cases significant increases. The county created the agreement with a 1-year term to give time for consideration of other ways the service could be provided to the affected municipalities while still creating a period of stability for the county's budget and for the dedicated professional staff currently employed by Richland County EMS. Municipalities have asked for an extension of current contract terms for 3 months to give them time to explore alternatives. The county has offered a 3-month interim agreement to satisfy this request, even though it creates uncertainty for Richland County and the ambulance service. There will be a vote on this request at the full county board meeting Monday night at 7. If no agreement is reached by the end of the 3 months, the service will end. Officials don't want that to happen. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has published state general school aides that school districts will receive during the current school year. This release of certified financial figures is based on data from the previous school year, including student counts and year-end financial data. The information published includes certified general school aid amounts for each school district as well as 2025-26 student enrollment numbers for independent charter schools and private schools participating in the private school choice programs and the special needs scholarship program. Certain enrollment numbers for these programs are used to determine the dollar amounts to be withheld from school districts' aid payments to fund the programs as applicable. General school aides are the largest form of state support for PK through 12 schools in Wisconsin. The DPI is required by state law to release the certified aid figures by October 15th of each year. Locally, Weston will see a decrease of 10.85% or a cut of $190,941. The Kickapoo Area District will see a 10.61% decrease or a cut of $346,597. The River Valley School District is facing a 5.17% decrease, amounting to $313,403. The Riverdale School District is receiving a 3.01% decrease, or $171,074. The Richland School District cut is a 2.07% decrease, or $236,843. The district receiving the least cut in the area is the Ithaca School District at 1.72%, or $42,196. The third annual Pumpkin Fest will be held Saturday, October 25th in Richland Center. Pumpkins on the Farm is this year's theme that was submitted by this year's theme contest winner, Elena Muller, a fourth grader at St. Mary's School. Pumpkin Fest features a pumpkin decorating contest. Anyone who would like to enter the contest will have an opportunity to get a free pumpkin to decorate. Suzanne Anderson is the creator and an organizer of Pumpkin Fest.
Kids out there in the community that would like to do a pumpkin and come to our fest, and you can pick it up, decorate your pumpkin.
There are many different categories for pumpkin entries, which will be displayed on the courthouse lawn.
We have carved pumpkins. We have scarecrow category. We have happy and fancy, weird, ugly, and scary. You can do theme pumpkin, whatever you choose to do. If you have your heart set on a E.T. pumpkin, you can do an E.T. pumpkin. I hope that we have more than we had last year. And I think last year we had around 300 pumpkins. So my goal, I think, before this is all over one day, I hope to get 1,000 pumpkins on the courthouse lawn.
Suzanne Anderson encourages everyone to bring a pumpkin to enter and go on display.
If you bring a pumpkin down, you can be 0 to 99 years old. You can be 105 if you'd like to bring a pumpkin and enter it. It's free to enter. Just come on down. You get a free hot dog and a free Christie's cupcake upon entry. Just bring your things down and bring your pumpkin down, and it'll be displayed for the whole community to see.
All are invited to pick up a free pumpkin to decorate this Saturday between 9 and noon at the Richland Center Fire Station. Entries can be dropped off Wednesday from 3 until 6:30 at the courthouse lawn, and then they will be put on display for the third annual Pumpkin Fest, which will be held Saturday, October 25th in Richland Center.
Tuesday marked 5 years since 24-year-old John Craig Schmutzer of Wauwatosa was murdered while hiking alone at Devil's Lake State Park. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office, in partnership with Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, continues to actively investigate this case and is once again asking the public for assistance. At approximately 11:30 the morning of October 14th, 2020, John was fatally stabbed on the south side of the East Bluff along Grotto's Trail. The person who discovered John's body and called 911 reported observing a suspicious male walking away from the scene. This man was described as approximately 5'10 and 200 pounds, wearing dark pants and a mostly white windbreaker type top with red material or a pattern near the shoulder arm area. He was also wearing a black face covering and a dark colored hat with only his eyes visible. The witness described the man as walking oddly. Other witnesses in the area reported seeing a man running frantically and erratically from the area of the scene toward the East Bluff Trail. This individual was described as approximately 6 feet tall, average build, wearing dark pants with ripped knees and a dark top, clothing not typical for trail running. He was seen falling multiple times while running north along the East Bluff Trail. Investigators have previously termed this male as the East Bluff Runner. These individuals are of significant interest to investigators and believe someone in the community may hold the key to identifying him. Anyone who was in or around Devil's Lake State Park or the rural Baraboo area on October 14th, 2020, is urged to come forward with any new information, no matter how small it may seem.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers fall again.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodgers Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
And we had a man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.